The Journey Home. This is Daily Devotional Preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Joel chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. Every autumn, millions of salmon battle their way back to the stream where their lives began. They leap at waterfalls, they overcome rapids, they're drawn by a force far greater than themselves to lay their eggs for the next generation. And we too are drawn by a force far greater than ourselves towards the source of all creation. We're drawn towards God. God is yearning for our return. Unlike the salmon, though, we may choose whether or not to pursue the journey, whether or not to respond to God's call. Joel's plea in the Bible passage today is an earnest yes in response to that call. He calls on us to rend our hearts. The heart in Hebrew, the original language used here, that was not only seen as the seat of emotion, but also the seat of the will, where we make decisions. So we must make that heartfelt decision to return to God. But our journey isn't solitary. It's for the church together, for us to journey together. However, we're connecting with each other, with COVID restrictions, etc., in place in many parts of the world, we can still determine to together make this journey. You can make a personal decision to join in this journey with the many others, and to make connections with others in the church, with other Christians who you can meet up with virtually or in real meets. We are journeying as a community of believers if we make that decision, like the salmon's journey, as is one of homecoming. You see, the journey I'm talking about is one of coming back home. It may cause us to confront obstacles like the salmon's do. It may be difficult. It may seem like an uphill or upstream struggle sometimes, but it will bring us great joy. We're coming home where we belong. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. Thanks for listening. Catch you tomorrow.